Welcome back to Intentional Queen Podcast, Journey to Restoration with Janine. I'm your host, and I'm also a mindset coach and a self-love expert, helping ambitious moms and women alleviate overwhelm and self-neglect so they can experience more inner peace, more wholeness, and more confidence, so they can also incorporate some more self-love along the way. Hey, boo, hey, I am so glad to have you back. But you know, when I come into the scene, God is funny. Let's just start it that way. God is funny. But if you haven't been following me, I've been doing a lot. I've been busy. Y'all know I've been writing a book. It's coming out soon. So God's been working with me on that and making sure I'm giving the word that I need to give. I've been pivoting in my business, as y'all already know. If you want my email list, y'all been seeing I'm coming through. I have a productivity masterclass coming soon. Shouting out Neef. She asked for that, one of my past clients, and she was like, Neef, you need to put it down. I would like to attend. So if you're not on my email list, you need to get in there at intentionalqueenjourney.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and sign up. But I do have a free ebook, and I'm calling it the Sexy Talk Checklist. How about this? I put out a post. And I also did an Instagram live with a couple of bomb coaches. And one of my things is you got to talk to yourself nice. And y'all know how I say that. You got to talk to yourself nice. You got to teach people how to treat you. That post in the IG live, people said something about that sexy talk whenever I say that. So I came up with the sexy talk checklist. Okay. And it's 7-day prompts. And I'm telling you about how you need to talk to yourself. And we always been talking about believing in yourself and the Bloom Masterclass. And that's coming back too, because y'all asked that to come through. So y'all need to know your girl has a lot of balls in the air, but I'm getting this stuff together for you. So if you want the sexy talk checklist, it is available. If you go to my Instagram, it is in my link in bio. My Instagram handle is Intentional Queen Journey. I also have the Unleashing Confidence playbook. And so what that is I'm giving my top self-belief strategies on how to pivot and push forward through fear, because I did a survey, y'all. Y'all always come through on my surveys. If you're in my space and you're in my community, you know I'm good for a good survey. And the reason why I do that is God put it on my heart that I need to serve my people. And when I'm speaking into a mic, sometimes I don't recognize the impact that I'm making. I inspire for impact, but I also sometimes need that feedback to make sure I'm giving the people what they need. And when I did the survey, so many people said, Neen, I'm stuck at moving past fear, pretty much becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I wanted people to really understand, if you want that confidence, right, it really starts with self-belief. And y'all know with my signature framework, the B is for believing in yourself. And so self-belief is so key. So I came up with, because y'all know I always got something for you, I came up with the Unleashing Confidence playbook, but it's also going to be a mini audio class, so you can go ahead and listen to it, because y'all know y'all like to hear me speak. I have a 30-day self-belief prompt calendar, and it's a checklist, and you'll be able to check off every day, because you know I've been talking about it takes 21 days to get a trained behavior, and so 30 days you should be on it, and you'll just keep doing it over and over. It gives you prompts of what to do every day, because sometimes you just need to be told what to do, and it'll keep you accountable, okay? Let's rehash that. I have the free sexy talk checklist. If you want that, go to my Instagram handle at Intentional Queen Journey. Tap that and get that free ebook. And that is going to give you my 7-day sexy talk checklist that you need about how we talk to ourselves and the power of affirmations. Then two, we're going to talk about the unleashing confidence, right? Because we talk about self-belief. And I came up with the bundle. So that's going to be the playbook. That's going to be a mini audio course. And it's also going to be the 30-day self prompt calendar that you will use. And that is going to be at the VIP price of $37. So make sure to cop that. How do you do that? That's also going to be on my website at www.intentionalqueenjourney.com. And also be in my link in bio on Instagram. Thirdly, what else, y'all? I told you we're doing the book. And if you haven't been following on the podcast, man, so much has been going on. These kids are getting ready to go back to school. And I just really, today, what's on my spirit is rejection is protection. I don't know who that's for. All week, I've been trying with that message. It's come through. So this message is particularly for someone. And if it's for you, y'all know what to do. Make sure you reach out to me and let me know. But let's get into this thing. Wholeness. What is wholeness? There's parts of us, especially if you were a people pleaser, is you tend to always go with the flow, or you make people feel happy in your space because it's a signal to yourself that if I do right by you, then you'll do right by me. And I'm here to challenge you on that, because we give expectations to people that really they cannot handle, or they may not be the people for you. I'm always talking about backpack, and that means carrying the weight of others' opinions and their thoughts and their feelings about you. That is in their lane, so you cannot control them. You only can control what? Your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. I put up on Instagram, you'll see I've been hitting y'all. Y'all been seeing that consistency out there. 2 snaps for me. I'm proud of myself, y'all, because y'all know how I feel about social media. I digress. Let's come back. I put up about 2 of my major books on self-belief. And one of them for mindset is The Battlefield of the Mind. And that's by Joyce Myers. And the reason why I say that is the enemy comes to steal, kill, destroy, and distract. And so you have to be really intentional about your mindset and the things that you lock on. That's why self-belief is so key. And that's why I have you speak affirmations over yourself, so you can declare and decree what is acceptable. But you must seek God first. Matthew 6:33. Okay. And then my other book is James Allen, right? As a Man Thinketh. That book, calmness is mastery, and the mind is like a garden. So you have to be careful what you put in your mind, what you set your intentions on, what are you doing? And that will help you to unleash confidence. That will help you have sexy talk. That will help you as you start to bloom to be seen. You understand? And so when you want to do all these things, you have to now go back to, well, why do you feel rejected? Because when you feel rejected, what it does is it makes you close up into your shell and you don't bloom, because to you, you think rejection is bad, but really in essence, rejection is protection, because that's a directional step that sometimes God said, you're rejected in that space because that's not where you're meant to be. Oh, who that's for? You're not meant to be there, or you are not meant to be with them. People can get really stuck on that word. And I had to pray about how I was going to say this message, because rejection sometimes can feel like you don't belong. And I'm now going to give y'all a personal story. I remember when I was getting my own mindset coaching a few years back, and I was talking about a family situation that I was going through that was really like, you know what I mean? We was coaching on that situation for a minute. Because like I told y'all, I used to be the clapback queen. That's why I say God be dealing with me. I've done big things, y'all. Y'all don't understand. I've come long ways. Long ways. Because people will try you out here in these streets. And you got to just be understand. It's kind of like what they say with Will Smith and what Denzel Washington said. The enemy come when you at your peak. And so you don't want to have that Will Smith moment. You got to be careful, because the enemy is always coming around like a roaring lion to seek who he can devour. So you always know when you on the right track, because he come the hardest. But when calmness is mastery, when foolery is all around you and you can sit and stand firm and stand where you're standing and not be moved, when you can have the peace over you that God can give you in the storm as shelter, when he can say this rejection is for your protection because it's going to help you to pivot. Now back to my story. That space, that relationship, now this was a family relationship, so let me be clear. I don't talk about this relationship much, but that one broke me. It hurt me to my core. I'm seeing it on the record. They get 5 minutes of fame. And it broke me to my core, because that rejection that I felt at that time in my life, when it was my decade people, I'm talking about 3-decade people, that means over 30 years, I'm not even 40. So you can do the math. And when you can experience what I experienced, I could not believe it. But in the end, that rejection was my protection. And therefore, I wouldn't have a platform that I have now, helping thousands of women and men through my podcast and my mindset coaching, if some of the rejection that I didn't know was my protection at the time. But I was so upset. And so in coaching, my coach got me together and said, you belong anywhere you go. Because it is what? It's a mindset thing, Janine. It's a mindset thing, intentional queen. It's a mindset thing. Okay, you're making it seem like a feeling. Really, it's a thought. Start there. How does it feel to you about belonging? Well, really, the thought is I belong wherever I am, wherever God puts me, I belong there, especially at that time. And even though it may not feel like that, that does not mean that that is not where you are not meant to be. But when the rejection is happening, you should question, okay, God, what are you showing me here? And sometimes it's preparation for the pivot. And sometimes it's because disruption is happening, because change happens in the air. Evolution happens in motion. Growth happens in motion. So when you are standing still, you may not notice the motion, the disruption, because it is for you. This takes us back to the bruised caterpillar. Woe is me. But let me tell you something. When you pivot and say, there's a silver lining here. There's so much growth that happened in me from that situation that it helped me identify other things in my life that I was not seeing very clearly. When I took those rose-colored glasses off and my vision was blurry and I got real clear. And when I understood I wasn't going to be no Bob the Builder out here, we can fix it. When I recognized I wasn't going to be like Dora the Explorer with the backpack, take that off, put your own on. When you stop carrying all that weight, when you understand, and sometimes it's not even family and friends, it could be in your work environment. Because one thing about being in the light, this is getting ready for somebody too, because there's so many microaggressions and you got to watch people and how they move. And one thing about this that I learned too, when you are pointing, think about how many fingers are pointing back at you. So when people are talking to you and talking down to you or doing what they doing sly, thinking you stupid and they trying to cause an uproar and a reaction, ask yourself, how many fingers are pointing back at them? It's really a them issue. But you can't control their thoughts and actions. You only can control your response. That's why you cannot be a reactor. And that happens when you control your ego, which goes back to calmness is mastery. And so when you understand that the rejection is for you, right, then you understand that it is for you for positive gain. Emotion has to happen. And sometimes God makes you do it kicking and screaming because he may not change the environment. He's making sure you understand to take a different outlook. And this is another thing too. What happened in Joseph in the Bible with his brothers? They was mad. And I'm not talking about my family on this. I'm just speaking in general because I do Bible stories with my son. And I wanted him to understand when people jealous of you, son, this is what's really happening in the streets, because you can really help kids through Bible story. And so Joseph, when we was doing the Bible story, right, the dad bought him the coat. It was a cute coat. Well, I guess it shouldn't be cute because it's a boy. It was a bomb coat. And they was mad. They was mad because he was liked. And so what they do, they threw him where? In the pit. They threw him in a pit, put him in slavery, and then he got thrown in jail because of Potiphar's wife. And what she do, lied on him, and he had to go to jail. But in every place he was, he still stayed positive and served the streets. And so when you can serve in the pit, damn it, then you're going to the palace and you can serve. So what they say, he served them people in jail. He served them people at Potiphar's house. But Potiphar's wife was jealous and she said, well, he's got to get out of here. And so when you notice the rejection that all these places he had, he was being prepared to sit in the palace. And guess what happens in the end of the story? They was mad about a dream he had, talking about bowing down to him as wheat. Little did he know, you got to be careful about telling people your dreams because they get jealous. And back to the story, rejection is for your protection. And so you got to be careful when you are trying to analyze what's happening. because you can really quickly get into a woe is me. And you can't really see the highlights or the gratitude or the disruption that's happening, because maybe God is making something happen for you. And how did he get to the palace? Joseph got to the palace because what it was a baker and it was another one. And one of them remembered. I think the one that was serving the wine. And so the butler, right? It was the baker and the butler. One of them died. And I think the butler is the one that was serving the king and say, hey, Joseph down in jail, he does good visions. And so that's what brought him from the pit to the palace. So what I'm saying is, all it takes is one person to tell one, to get them in your mouth. A lot of the things that I've experienced in my life, I'm talking about being a nurse since 17 and having people hate on me since I was a young girl. But every step of the way, God said, I am preparing you, Janine, for what's to come. So whoever is hearing this, this message is for you, that sometimes it's preparation. Look at David in the Bible. Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. He was getting ready for Goliath, but he had to fight lions and he had to fight tigers, bears, oh my, to get there, because it's a war. And so when you understand, when I look back, I said, man, I done been through a lot. What I'm telling y'all, it's going to come a time, because my book is going to have to spill the tea. And what I'm saying is, I didn't get here without having to fight lions, tigers, bears, oh my. And one thing I'm also do is I'm teaching my child that, you know what, endurance and perseverance is good, but don't hurt yourself or push yourself through the limit, people pleasing, because you trying to belong. It's a thought. And so what I teach him is, it's okay to be authentic and it's okay to be you. And where does that start? With self-belief. And so that is what I'm all about. I went on a tangent, but I'm trying to tell you, it's been on my spirit. I'm like, I'm going to have to make a video. And I was like, I just really ain't had the time, because I'm doing a lot, because I'm getting ready for y'all. I'm trying to tell you, this my year. This my year. And when you know what God has set up for you, then you have to be obedient. And even though right now, guys, it's a lot of things we got in the wind, but he said, I need you to be obedient. So I had to serve y'all this. And what it really did in the end of the day is made me win at home, because all the rejection over time that I faced in microaggressions and all types of things, it made me win in other areas, because I was able to pivot my focus, or it was able to tell me like a doorstopper, no, that's not it. Because we ask God for clarity and we ask him for direction. But then when we see the rejection, we get upset. He didn't tell you how it was going to come. He just said it's going to happen. And so when you can stand and believe him and believe what he say, that's why I say you got to learn who you are versus what you do. It will help you to understand the motives and the intentions on how you're moving, because people will be upset about how you're moving. They will be upset about how you able to come from the pit to the palace. Okay, how you did it, how this rejection didn't break you. This is the thing. When you're a child of God, what they going to do? Because see, it ain't me, it's God. And you got to be careful about karma. It's a slow, patient gangster. And I'm trying to tell people, you don't want no parts of that. And the way to do that is to stay in your lane, is to believe in yourself, is to love yourself, and is to become whole. And that's when people say, well, what is wholeness? You talk about that all the time. That means healing up old wounds, or looking at your boundaries, looking at your triggers, because people will push your triggers because they know the response that's going to come. And so if you're a reactor, then you're giving them what they want. They control you. And when you take control away from people, such as narcissists, they are not going to be happy with you. This is going to turn into a monster storm because you caught on to the game, and we have no time for that. And so my message is really about understanding, baby girl, that the rejection was protection. It was for you. And you got to keep moving. And a baby step is still a step. Keep going. If you ready to get the sexy talk checklist, what do? You go to my IG handle at Intentional Queen Journey. Hit my link in bio. Get it for free today, because you want all that. Get the 7 days. Let's get you right. And I also, like I said, have the Unleashing Confidence bundle. You're going to want that too. That's coming for a hot $37. It is giving you packed information. You know how I give you the word. You get to have all that. You get to have the 30-day calendar self-prompt. You need to be able to check that off so we can keep you official. These are going to be my top secrets to self-belief and how we're going to get you to pivot and move out of your comfort zone and become more comfortable with being uncomfortable, because all that is all about unleashing confidence. Because how I started wasn't really what y'all see now. Like I said, you didn't see me for a long time. I'm getting ready to hit 3 years in a podcast game. And what I'm trying to tell you, that first year, you couldn't find a picture of me. If you saw anything, it was a quote. And now you'll see my face out there. You'll see me doing videos. But it took me time because I was becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. So these are all things that I've done myself. And like I said, at each level, you need a coach. And so that's why we also got the powerhouse empowerment sessions that people ask me to do too. And I'm just saying, it's things out here for you. So if you're serious, because when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, shouting out my mama, you're going to do something about it. And you got to go to the people that help you. So like I said, my mindset coach said, listen, we're done with that. That rejection was your protection. Look at you now. You was in a valley and now you at a peak. But don't get too comfortable, because the valley gonna come again. And so you need life. So to my perfectionists out there, you gotta understand. Practice makes permanent, but stop doing perfection because it's non-existent. And don't give people so many high expectations, because I'm trying to tell you, I used to try to think, because I do right by people, they gonna do right by me. So then that's when you feel rejection. And then that's when you get bitter or you get resentful, because you be like, how you do me like that? But the reality is, were they always being who they were? See people for who they are. Is it Maya Angelou that said, when people show you who they are, believe them? That's facts. Because we be out here believing a false reality of, oh my God, I just really, yeah, no, you show me, I understand. Now, some people have an off day, you know what I mean? But if it's consistent, I believe you. Oh, you don't trust me. You're not looking real trustworthy out here. They're consistently doing things to you. Maybe you're not a good friend. When they acting real shady, maybe I got to stay away from you. That don't mean you can't be cordial, but you just got to watch folk. And don't walk around with blinders. And when you a child of God, you treat them like a child of God. But remember, when they pointing their finger at you, remember, it's three fingers pointing back at them. So understand that you pray for them, because most of the time it comes from a sense of jealousy or a sense of hurt or something that's deep rooted in them. And so when they talking to you like that, that's really the narrative they're having in themselves. And that's why I believe in sexy talk. Got to talk to yourself nice, because that is what exudes out. So if you understand calmness is mastery, then you understand when your inner core is calm, you are speaking to yourself in a positive way. If they coming at you reckless, then you understand, they're not in a good place. And you really, truthfully do need to pray for them, because it's something going on there. So that's my story, y'all. Make sure y'all get the checklist. Make sure y'all get the Unleashing Confidence that's coming out. I'm getting all that tweaked up. So I have put it out to my email list, and y'all are the bomb. Y'all are giving me all the tidbits, because like I said, when I build things out, I want to make sure that it's hitting home and giving you what you need, because I did that survey and y'all said that's what I need. And so if that's what you need, there it is. We have opportunities for you. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.